The polar vortex is back and it's going to get ugly. That was the headline Friday in USA Today. And sure enough, it is cold in much of the country. 1 degree above zero in Minneapolis, 9 degrees in Billings, Montana. This past weekend, parts of Chicago got up to 8 inches of snow, canceling more than 1,400 flights. They're also bracing for temperatures in the single digits this week. Dean DeVore is a meteorologist for AccuWeather. He joins us by Skype from State College, Pennsylvania. And Dean, this polar vortex, it's a phrase that became popular with we civilians a couple of years ago, but it sounds like a train or something. But it's air from the Arctic, right?
There's actually a couple of vortices up there. And a vortex is a spinning area of air, so there's a couple of levels of it, and pieces of that come down. Now, the polar vortex is always going on, whether it's winter or summer, but at certain times of the year, including the winter, it's pieces of it start breaking off and heading towards us. So, Robin, I think it's a combination of pieces of the polar vortex coming. We're also seeing a pattern shift overall from recent years. One of the pieces of that is we went from a El Nino and we're going into a mild La Nina here. And so there's differences this winter than the last couple where it stayed warmer longer, but now the colder air is already pushing down southward, and we're seeing evidence of that this late fall and early winter here already with some very cold temperatures and snowy events already.
Right. And you talk about these other wind patterns that cause weather. Well, so where's the coldest right now? What can people expect?
Well, we've got the cold air that had come through one big batch of it last week. Now it's kind of moderating a little bit, and the jet stream's a little farther north here over the next couple of days. Part of the reason we saw that storm that brought it 6 to 10 inches of snow in Detroit and the planes getting off the runway yesterday, the snow in Chicago, and then the snow up into New England. Relaxation a little bit in the jet stream, and then another polar blast is going to come here as we go through the middle of the week, first from Saskatchewan all the way through the central plains, and then that cold air is going to just bury into the northeast. And we're talking about areas in the northeast like New York and Philly and Boston. They're going to have real feels, or how it feels with the wind and the cold, single digits, maybe even below zero for several hours during the daylight hours here as we get towards the end of this upcoming week.
Okay, there's that. But take a look at the Northwest, because we know the Pacific Northwest usually is hit by snow in the mountains, but it's been hitting coastal communities, Portland, for instance. Is that going to be a weather pattern this season?
Yeah, the colder air overall out west and the storming pattern out west. Now, we're not complaining. I mean, there's drought conditions that have been, you know, well documented up and down the western side of the country. So the storminess that we're getting in those areas is welcome. It's just certainly if you got to go through it, it's not so easy to go through. But we're going to talk about colder air and more storms in the Pacific Northwest, which should add to the rain and certainly the snowpack, which will be beneficial down the road. But yeah, I think a stormier time and certainly colder where we're going to see snow more so to the coast. Seattle doesn't always, you know, get snow very often. If everything's usually up in the mountains, but we'll see, I think, a few more times than normal for that to occur here as we go through the winter.
Okay, so expect a big storm across the country later this week and a lot of snow in coastal communities in Oregon, too, the things to look for. Dean DeVore, meteorologist with AccuWeather there in Pennsylvania. Dean, thank you.
Have a great day.
And if you're not liking it, as he said, try to think of the drought. It's good for the drought.